We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuflamed Omer Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuflamed Omer Aleph. We are talking about Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Kiva argued. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you let her bring Machshirim through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos to make a Mila. Because a Mila we know is Deicha Shabbos, a Mila Bezmano. And Rabbi Eliezer says not only is the Mila Deicha Shabbos, but even the knife you let her be brought on Shabbos through Rosh Hashanah. So our Gemara now is going to talk about different ifan of bringing a knife on Shabbos, and we're going to go into a little sugya of Erev in Abyssal. Om Rav Abba Bar, Rav Adam, Rav Yitzchak. Pam achas shochuv lo yaviu Ismail erev Shabbos. One time was a story that by a bris milah, they forgot to bring the knife before Shabbos. Ve'aviu b'Shabbos derech gagois derech atzeres. And they brought it on Shabbos, but they didn't go directly through Shiravim. They went on the side, on the roofs, through the courtyards, because they wanted to, a Mechal Shabbos through Shirab, and wanted to go through the bonding place of Gagos and the Chatzeris. Shaloi v'rotzim Rabbi Yezid. And in the memory it says over here that this was Shaloi v'rotzim Rabbi Yezid, not like Rabbi Yezid's rotzim. Rabbi Yezid's rotzim is they go to Shirab, this is Shaloi v'rotzim Rabbi Yezid. Maskel Rabbi Yezid, Shaloi v'rotzim Rabbi Yezid, Rabbi Yezid wouldn't like this? Ad Rabba, Rabbi Yezid the Shari, Rabbi Yezid holds even more. Bechi teima, you tell me pshat like this. Shaloi v'rotzim Rabbi Eliezer. Shaloi v'rotzim Rabbi Eliezer. Why? The shari filled with shirabim. Rabbi Eliezer holds even shirabim is mutter. And if they brought it the other way, they were showing everyone that they hold shirabim as usher. And that's why it's shaloi v'rotzim Rabbi Eliezer. Because Eliezer holds that go shirabim also. Don't show me the other way. It's mashma. You can't go this way. So maybe it means like this. Shaloi v'rotzim Rabbi Eliezer. The shari filled with shirabim. Ella v'rotzim rabbanon. It was v'rotzim rabbanon. The usher derech shirabim holds shirabim as usher. V'shoru derech gagos derech atzeres for kafifas, and he allows derech gagos derech atzeres for kafifas. For Gemara, v'shori, it's not true. Even the rabban holds aser, even that's aser. V'atanya k'shem she'em avim ois derech shirabim. Just like you can't bring shirabim, kach em avim ois lo derech gagos lo derech kafifas lo derech atzeres. You can't bring it, not the gagos kafifas atzeres. So the Gemara is asking that the Gemara doesn't stem with anyone. So let's just explain. What's the problem of bringing the knife through the gagas and chateres and kafifos? They all have mechitzas around it. Well, let's we call it an eriv. They all have an eriv around it. So what's the problem? You're going from gag to chatzer to kafifos. Kafifos is like a courtyard. So you're going through all three things, like a backyard as a kafifos. You're going through all these things. They have walls. What's the problem? The teretz is, the problem is that they belong to different people. And since they belong to different people, they are called Roshos La'atzmai. Midar Abanon, you're not allowed to carry from one person's Roshos to another Roshos without an Erev Chatzeres. So here, you can carry from a Gag to a Chatzer and to a Karfifos. Now, there is a Machlokes and Mesechus Erev in three different Shitas. There are some Shitas of hold that you're allowed to carry from Gag to Gag. And the reason is, since there's no Diurim there, it's not a place you live, so it doesn't go into this Isser of my Roshos to your Roshos. It could be my Roshos to your Roshos only Osir if it's a place where you live there, like Chotzer or a Bais. You know, like carry from one Bais to another Bais because it's Diurim there. But Gagos maybe are all on the same level, all the same Roshos. But that where we're going over here, that's also to carry from Gagos to Chateres Kafifos. And the Rabbanon hold that even when it comes to Amila, you can't be over this the Rabbanon because they made the Rabbanon Isser just like Hamidu Chacham and Devrayim. Even by Issacharis of Mila, which is, if you don't do Mila, there's Issacharis, so they were Maimi the Reim of the Rabbanon to Aser. So the Gemara's kasha is, that's not good for Rabbi Yezid because he holds even Shirab Mizmuta. And it's not good for the Rabbanon because the Rabbanon holds even Issa the Rabbanon is Aser. Ella Omar of Ashi, Shaloi Barotzin Rabbi Yezid Machal Kusai. That this was Shaloi Barotzin, not Rabbi Yezid, because Rabbi Yezid holds even Shirab. It wasn't like Machal Kusai, like the Rabbanon hold that even Gagos, Chateris, and Kafifis are Aser. Elu, who is this like? Rotzim Rav Shimon, the Tanai, we looked at Mishnah in Mesechta Zeribin, Rav Shimon Eimer, Echad Gagois, Echad Karfifois, Echad Chatzerois, Kulam Shashachas Heim, Lekoilam Shofsu Vesoichom. Rav Shimon says that Gagois, Karfifois, and Chatzerois are all considered the same Roshos if the Kalim are Shavas in there. If a Kali was in a house when Shabbos came in, upon the onset on Shabbos, it was in someone's house, and now I want to bring it to your chatzer, that's awesome. But if it's Shabbos in the Chatzar, he holds you can bring it from Chatzar to Chatzar, and from Chatzar to Gagas, and Chatzar to Karfifas. Because they're all not Mechalek, because they're all not places where you live, so you all don't have a Chilek Reshuyas. And therefore you carry from one to another. That's of Shimon Shita. So therefore on Shabbos, they brought it because it wasn't a problem. And like Tosfos speaks out, here the case was that Ismail, the knife, was on the onset of Shabbos, was in the Chatzar already. And therefore, you can bring one place to another. Let's read inside one more time. Tanan, Rav Shimon, Eich Gagos, Eich Karfifes, Eich Atzeres, Kulim, Shos Achasim, Lekelim, Shos Shoseichem, for the Kelim that rested in this Chatzar, Veloy Lekelim, Shos Shoseichem, Bayis. But Kelim, the Shos Shoseichem, Bayis, that you can't bring from a Bayis into the Chatzar, into someone else's Chatzar. That you can't do already. And you might not even bring it into your own Chatzar, you can't bring it in. If other people live in this chatzar also, have houses open this chatzar, you can't even bring it into the chatzar, into your own chatzar, when it's not Shabbos B'Seichem. Once we mention the Shalos of Chatzeris and Mavoi in this, we're going to have a shayla about that. Now, the way the houses were set up in those days, you can picture it, it's a cul-de-sac with a fence around the whole cul-de-sac. The way it worked is, you had a cul-de-sac, then each courtyard had like a duplex, had two houses in each courtyard. So you look at a mavi, it has five courtyards open to the cul-de-sac, and each courtyard had at least two houses, had at least a duplex or a townhouses. And therefore, so all the chatzeres had to have an eruv, each chatzer by itself had to eruv because there was three, four townhouses open to a chatzer. And then each mavi had to have a sheet of mavoyas because all the chatzeres were open to the mavi. So that's how the house was set up in those days. You had a mavui and a chatzar and then houses. We call the mavui has to have at least two chatzeres, and to be called a chatzar has to have at least two houses open to the chatzar. So Baimene, Rab Zeir, Rab Asi, mavui shlo nishtat v'boi. A mavui, they didn't make a shituf mavois. It means they didn't make an erev chatzeres. An erev chatzeres of a mavui is called shituf. Shituf mavois. Mavui shlo nishtat v'boi. Ma'ol talta v'kuloi. Could you carry in the mavui itself? You don't want to carry outside, you know, of mavi to chatzah. In the mavi itself, could you carry? Mi amrinan chatzah dami. Do you say it's like a chatzah? And my chatzah, afgad le irvu, chatzah halacha is, even though you did not make an eriv, mutl talta bakuloi. Even though you didn't make an eriv, the halacha is, even though you didn't make an eriv chatzeros, and therefore, since you make an eriv chatzeros, you can't carry from the house into the chatzah. Right? You can't carry from your townhouse into the chatzah because the chatzah has three diurim who share the chatzar. Therefore, you can't carry from your house to the chatzar because your house is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the chatzar is a quasi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because it belongs to three people. So, but still the halacha is that in the chatzar itself, kelim that was shavas in the chatzar itself, you're allowed to move back and forth. You're allowed to carry it. If you left something out in the chatzar, over, you know, when the onset of Shabbos, you had the cozy coop there, you're allowed to move the cozy coop around the chatzar. No problem. It has a wall around it, and it's not Shabbos abayis. So Shaila is in a mavi also. Something that was Shabbos in the mavi, could you carry it around the mavi that you carry in the chatzar? Hainami, so read inside. Ma chatzar apagav lo irvu. Even though they didn't make an eruv. Muto talto kuloi, let him talto anything that was Shabbos in there. Hai nami, may mavi also. Alpha gavlo nishtaf v'boi. Even though you make a sheet from a voice. Muto talto kuloi, you can talto inside this mavi. Oi divol, oi dom the chatzah. It's not similar enough to chatzah. Why? Chatzah is better. The chatzah is the arba mechitzahs, has four mechitzahs. So it's mamish, a real reshus of yachid. Hai, less the arba mechitzahs. The mavi is like a cul-de-sac. It's open at one side of the street. And in a chanami, you're making a lechi or a kaira that makes it, that you're allowed to carry in it. But it's not mamish, doim to reshus yachid mamish. It has a little bit of reshus rabim in it. And therefore, there we're at a shito if you can't carry in it at all. So it's not doim to chatzah. Another reason why it's not doim to chatzah, inami. Another reason, chatzar is the diurim. Chatzar, they use the people of the houses use the chatzar for different the laundry, different stamshims, so it has stickle more damage to shiachid. High less by diurim, a mavui is a street more. It's no shaykhis to diurim, so maybe there it's more damage to rabbi, you can't carry in it as long as you didn't make a shit of advice. That's the Gemara of Shaila. And they asked the Shaila to, Rab Zera asked the Shaila to Rab Asi. He asked the Shaila to Rav Asi. So Shosak Bloyavla Midi. Rav Asi was quiet. He didn't answer. He didn't have an answer. He didn't answer the question. I don't know if I carry in the Mavi. A different time, there's a story. Zimnan Ashkel the Yosef Ka'amar. A different time, he found him saying, Om Rav Shimon Lokas Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda Anasi. Pamacha Shochav Levi Ismail Merav Shabbos. There's one time a story. They forgot to bring the Mila knife from before Shabbos. Haviu B'Shabbos. They brought it on Shabbos. Sing over the story. It was a shver to the chachamim. How they bring out Shabbos? We know this Rav Eliezer, the Mila, who holds that machshirim is mutter, is a das yichidah. So how do you go basar the das yichidah and deichel chachamim? And chada, one reason why you can't do that is the Rav Eliezer shemuti. Rav Eliezer is shemuti. What does shemuti mean? So one pshat Rashi means he's a menuda, because there was a story in Bamatzia, famous story in Emda Perek Azov, where they were arguing about the Tanah Shel Achnoi, and he wasn't agreeing to the Chachamim and to the Rabbim, and they put him in the Chayim because he wasn't listening. Even though Baskol said like Rabbi Yehuda, but in Mashgichim Baskol, I ain't chum the Gemara. So number one is Rabbi Yehuda Shamuti, and Rashi has another pshat that Rabbi Shamuti means that he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. And therefore we don't pass like him. That's number one. V'oid yachav ram lachav ram, we pass like the rabbim. So it was kasher to the chacham. How are they allowed to bring the mila knife on Shabbos? I don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. V'omar, Rabbi Yoshiah answered. Sheles Rabbi Huda Goyza, asked Rabbi Huda the Moil, what was exactly the story? V'omar lini answered me. Mavish l'shtatav boy hava. The whole story was it was in a mavish l'shtatav boy. That's where the knife was, and they carried from one side of the Mavi to the other side of the Mavi. But I assume high ratio to high ratio. They brought from this side to that side. That's why even the Chamu mask him over here. Ad kan ha maisa. This is what one time Rav Asi was saying over this maisa, and he said over this that they brought the knife, and he said the pshat was a Mavi. I gave Rashi as a shver pshat. He said it was Shavas Babayas. I in the Masho has a cash. So I was teaching that the knife was Shavas for Mavi. They brought one side of the Mavi to the other side of the Mavi. So now, Rabbi Zera tells Rav Asi, what do you mean? Last time I asked you if you're allowed to carry something in the Mavi that don't have a shituf, you said you don't know. You were quiet. And now, you're telling of a story. It says Mefurus that you're allowed to. Amalei, Sviri Le Lamar, Mavi Zashdatva Mutatva Kula, you hold that you're allowed to carry in the Mavi there's no shituf? Amalei in, yeah. Yeah, I just told you I'm Emra. Amalei, Vahazim Nevayimunach, I wanted to ask you, Lemat Leoch, you didn't tell me. Dilma Aga Shituch Rav Lagamach, maybe. At that point, you forgot, but now when you said over the story, you all of a sudden remembered this memra. Amulei in, yeah, precisely that. Aga shitva rehitli gemari. Right now, when I was learning, I remember now the shmua, I remember now what they said that a mavu shlan shtatvoy ledek metalto bekuloi. So the more avainte, itmar, omrav zeh omrav, mavu shlan shtatvoy eim metalto voy ela barba amos. Rav Zera brings up from Rav, Taka argues. A Mavus on a Shtatvoy, you cannot be Metaltal only for Amos, and it's not like a Chotzer. Oma Abaya, Hai Milsa, Om Rav Zera, Vloy Pirsha. This thing, Rav Zera said over, he wasn't Mefarish exactly when is a Mutta, when is it also. We're saying Mavus on a Shtatvoy, Metaltalvoy. Is it anytime when it's like when? Is it always also, or always Mutta? You didn't explain it. Ad also Rav Avua Pirsha. Rav Avua came and explained this. And he says some words, we have to explain it. Rav Nachman Avu is going to say certain limitations to this halacha, and we have to explain it. So, also Rav Avua Pirsha. A mavui that they did not make a shitav. If they made an eruv, the chatzeris with the batim have an eruv, that means the mavui has no eruv. But the chatzeris have an eruv with the batim. Then ain't metaltal boy. Then he can't metaltal on the mavi. Elo barba amos, only four amos. Loyev chatzeros, but that they didn't make an eruv chatzeros about them. Then mutal metaltal bekulay. So he's saying this thing, the elar metaltal and shoot where I shoot my voice, only if the chatzeros didn't make an eruv with the batim. But if they made an eruv with the batim, then they have problems. And we have to explain this. Like, well, if anything, I think the opposite. I'm saying, I don't know what I would think. But either way, we have to explain. Vosap is, if you make an Erev, then you can't carry. If you don't make an Erev, then you could carry in the Mavi. What's Pshat and Shasha Alacha? Omer Chanin Chayzal Rabba, Maishno, what's Pshat? Ki Irvu Chatzeris Mabatim. We say that you can't carry in the Mavi. Why? So I'll tell you Pshat. You know why? Nitku Chatzeris Nasabatim. Because maybe you look at it that the Chatzeris turn into batim, because since they made an Erev, so you look at each courtyard with the three houses, all became one. And if all became one, so you only have one bias. For Rav Tamei, the Amarav, Eina Mavi Nita, Velechi Vekaira, a Mavi does not become Mutta to carry in it with the Lechi and a Kaira on the one side that's open, Achi you, Batim Vechatzer, Psuchon Seichon, until you have houses and Chatzeris. V'hacha, Here, you don't have any chatzah left. Because since you made an Erev, you're telling me that like, the chatzah becomes one with the bayis. So you don't have any chatzah left. So maybe that's pshat why you can't carry. Because lechi kari only work when you have a batim and chatzeres psuchim asaychad. So if that's the case, kiloy irvunami, if you didn't do Erev also, I'll say the opposite. Lech shlahani batim v'astim edomi. Look at these batim that they're not open to the mavi at all. Why? Because since you can't take anything out from the bayis to the chatzah, so now, it's ki'ilu, there's no bias connected here at Bechlal. And so you'll say the opposite. V'chatzer is iko batim leka. There's no batim at all, only chatzer is. He's saying like this. If you say with the Erev, you can't carry in the Malvi because you're losing your chatzer, because it becomes one with the bias, so I'll tell you the opposite. When you don't have Erev, you're losing the bias because the bias doesn't have a connection to the chatzer. So Gemara says, no, maybe it's the bias and the chatzer that there's no Erev, I'll tell you, you still have a bias. Why? Because it's possible that even on Shabbos, you create a matzav where you can carry from the bias to the chatzah. How? On Shabbos, the evil can mevatel the reshus to one person, and then that person could carry. Because now everything belongs to that person. But then you're only left with one house, not two houses, because you need two houses open to the chatzah. The ma'is if everyone's a vatel to one person, only one person can carry out, so you have one bias. So Amar answered on that. No, Efshim at Safra Pagadiyam Legabichad. Maybe from the morning until 12 o'clock, we'll mevatel for one, and then afterwards, everyone will mevatel to the next guy. Pagadiyam Legabichad, the next guy. So you can have two houses. So Amar, no, soif. But in these lie, let's lie. We only have one house per guy. And never at any time do you ever have two houses. Only have one house. So because the Amar has a kasha over here that I don't understand the difference. The difference Amar has to change. Elo Amar Rav Ashi is changing. Rav Ashi is in a change that the halacha is that if he's in a change that really the Shkof Rishon is that you cannot be able to carry in this Mavi at all. And we say without an Erev, then you could carry. Why? Why can't you carry in a Mavi? So he says the reason is because I'm going to say the outside, I'm going to say it inside. The reason is like this, that if you have an Erev, so it comes out that people are bringing things from the house into the chatzah. And there's a gzeira, that since there's no sheet of mavois, halacha is, that for sure, you can't bring anything that was shavas b'bayis into the mavui. So we're worried, since there's a lot of kalim now in the chatzah, came from the house, we're scared you might carry those kalim into the mavui. So if you have an Erev, so it's shriach to have kalim in the chatzah. But if you have no Erev, so it's not shchiach to have kalim in the chatzah, so there's no chshash, you're going to carry those kalim into the mavi. So that's the reason. Elam Arvashi, mi garam l'chatzeroys, she asru habotim v'leka. Arvashi says pshat is like this, that the only reason why the becomes osu is because there's kalim in the chatzah. And here, El Marash, Mi Garam Lachatzer Shiyashu Batim Aleka. Here, there's no Batim because the Batim can't. There's no Erev between the Chatzah and the Batim. There's no way you can bring out any Kalim from the Bayis into the Chatzah. Therefore, there's no Isser in the Mavi, and therefore you could carry around. We'll let you carry around the Mavi. If there's an Erev, so with the Gzeira, you might carry out from the Chatzah to the Mavi. So we Aser the Metalful even the Mavi itself, but if there's no kalim in the chatzah because there's no area of them, we did not ask her to carry in the mavi itself.